B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Incarcerated people at the Oklahoma County Jail were chained to walls and forced to listen to Baby Shark on a loop at loud volumes for up to 2 hours, according to charges filed on Monday. Two former detention officers, Gregory Cornell Butler Jr. and Christian Charles Miles, both 21, as well as their supervisor, Christopher Raymond Hendershot, were charged with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. According to investigators, using the song to torture prisoners was said to be a joke between Miles and Butler. And they worked.
I can't take this. I'd rather be raped in the shower.
And they worked together to teach incarcerated, to quote, teach incarcerated people a lesson because they felt that disciplinary action within their detention center was not working and correcting the behavior of the inmates.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Oklahoman had reported this. From November to December 2019, at least four incarcerated people were subjected to abuse, forced to stand in an attorney visitation room with their hands cuffed behind them and chained to a wall. While they listen to Baby Shark.
A little extreme.
It's a bit extreme. It's a form of torture.
It's
legit. So these guys, but there's no.
They were begging to be waterboarded.
Apparently, there's no felony statutes for this, so they were charged with misdemeanors.
I'd rather hear that than the Pineapple Apple Pen song. You guys know that one?
I do know that one, and I think you're right, Jason.
No, I don't know that one.
Pen.
Oh, yeah. Pineapple pen.
This is horrible. But this is a follow-up story. A Michigan cannibal charged with killing and mutilating a man he met on the dating app Grindr late last year is mentally fit to stand trial, a judge ruled on Monday.
How does one be a cannibal and be mentally fit?
Judge Ward Clarkson.
You can't use both in the same sentence.
Right. No, but he's cool. He's cool.
I guess it has to do with whether you know that the actions that you are going through are bad.
He was an accidental cannibal.
He's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
So the judge said that they ruled that Mark Latunsky was competent for trial. And is coming up on October 23rd. The 51-year-old had been charged with the murder and mutilation of Kevin Bacon.
Wow, man.
Who was found...
Honestly, Bacon is in his name. I'd probably eat him, too.
Found dead inside a secret room in the basement of his.
He had previously eaten Joey Waffles.
4 days earlier, after he was last seen alive, Bacon was found by police suspended from a ceiling by his ankles. He had been stabbed twice before having his throat cut. An investigator say Latunsky admitted later to cutting off the victim's testicles with a knife and eating them.
Did he cook them?
I don't know about that. So anyhow, this guy is, he's going to face trial.
But he's 100% competent.
Yep. The family of a 74-year-old dementia patient was shocked to find out that she ended up in the Pasco County Jail after she walked away from her Dade County nursing home last week. It turns out police picked up Gwen Donahue on an outstanding warrant from nearly a decade ago.
Outstanding.
Her daughter, Megan, said when she wakes up in the morning, she doesn't know where she is. She probably thinks that she's done something wrong and we've abandoned her. It's a distressing notion for Donahue, who says that her mother is in poor physical and mental health and doesn't pose a risk to the public. Donahue explains that her mother wandered off from her nursing home last Wednesday. She apparently made it 3 miles before officers found her. But they also found a 2011 arrest warrant out of Sumter County when they ran her name. And they later booked her into the county jail, even though she has dementia.
So she matched someone else, or it was her?
It was hers from an old DUI.
Oh. Okay.
So apparently, Megan called the warrant, which she said had no knowledge of, a huge shock. She said, my mom has no priors. She's this little old Catholic lady. My mom shouldn't have to spend another minute in there. But her mother had paid the fines for this DUI and completed the community service and had apparently overlooked a 2-hour online course. So that's why the warrant
was out.
He
was still sitting there, huh?
Because she was booked without bond, she can't be released until a judge signs off on the release. And they haven't done that yet. She's being held for days.
And she's got dementia.
Yeah. After nearly a week of calling authorities, a judge finally
signed... They went lighter on the cannibal.
They released order yesterday, so she's going to be released today. So, wow. All right, we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. There was a guy who peeled a banana and found that it was actually a double-barreled bad boy banana. Student Tom Symes bought a bunch of bananas, this is in England, at his local Tesco, but failed to notice that one was considerably larger than the others. The 24-year-old was perplexed when he opened the banana to find two inside, which had merged together.
Two, like a Siamese twin banana.
I saw a picture
of it. Oh, I'd love to see that.
It's pretty damn cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's you should win a contest for that.
The 24-year-old was perplexed when he opened the banana to find that the two were merged together. He eventually overcame the surprise and ate one of the fingers before giving the second one to his mom.
So we're looking at this, and so the bananas appear to have separated a bit.
Yeah, I think that was after he peeled
it. Right, after they were let free.
He said, I was immediately astonished by its girth. Upon opening,
it felt really good.
It was revealed to be a double banana in one skin. He said, I was surprised and dumbfounded at first. I thought it might have been a bit rotten, so I was glad to see there were no spider's eggs inside.
It's a double banana!
According to experts, around 5% of bananas can grow into what they call double fingers.
Double fingers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But most are discarded.
Double banana.
Double bananas are understood to be very rare. In extremely rare cases,
double produce.
Four-finger bananas.
Four-finger bananas?
That's your regular Saturday night thing man, if you get a four-finger one, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once for each finger.
Wow. I did not even conceive of the notion, but now, to me, that's like finding a pearl in an oyster.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman crazily threatened to kill her boyfriend's family dog after they changed their Wi-Fi password and refused to give her the new one.
He was going to murder the dog because he couldn't get access to Wi-Fi?
She was, yeah. So it's a five-minute video of the unnamed tenant freaking out on the family's front doorstep. And I will read you the excerpts from... So. The footage was filmed by the person's friend whose brother lives in the basement with the woman. And she's yelling, I live here. It's illegal. Why don't you come outside and be a woman? Come outside. Let's talk. Give me the effing Wi-Fi before you get arrested and your mom because I live here and it's illegal. If you want me to try that way or you want your dog to come dead.
She left out a few words.
She said, or you want your dog to come dead? She says, I have ways in and your dog won't be breathing tomorrow. You have 2 seconds to give me the Wi-Fi. I need Wi-Fi.
So just because she's in an apartment in the house, she believes she's entitled to the access to their Wi-Fi?
And then she says, doggy, dead.
Wow, she's like Tonto.
She said, you're not going to F with me because when you're outside by yourself one day, you're going to be F'd.
You want walk dead dog?
The woman boldly threatens to poison the dog, saying she has just the thing for him. She insists that threatening a dog is not against the law because it's not a human being.
Wi-Fi, no dead dog, yes.
She said, what are you going to do, find a new one? You're not going to F with my life, little bitch. The woman then mocks her boyfriend's sister's appearance, saying... You killed yourself for a nose job. You took too many pills to get your effing nose done, and it looks like S. She referenced the teen's mother losing a case.
Where are y'all gone? What?
Likely referring to attempts to get them evicted from the basement.
So this video is hilarious. There's a thin window in the door, and the lunatic is outside the door screaming, and even the dog's looking like, who is this idiot?
She said, so guess what, bitch? You're going to be dealing with me for a very long time, so I suggest you give me the Wi-Fi. Or you don't have Wi-Fi, because I have ways around that.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that, yes or no? You want your dog dead? I want you to go away, the teen says. Listen, it goes on for 3 pages. Wow. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I know, she's crazy. So anyhow, it goes on for 4 pages.
Oh, my God.
There's also just the credits and the appendix.
The police were called on this. Apparently, they've been called multiple times because this woman, she lives in their basement, and they want her out, and so they're working on it. But she looks psychotic.
Completely.
Okay. Security researchers recently found out the consequences of having a major security flaw in a popular sex toy could have been catastrophic for tens of thousands of users. UK-based security firm Pen Test Partners said the flaw in the Kiwi Cellmate internet-connected chastity lock billed as the world's first app-controlled chastity device, could have allowed anyone, and get this, to remotely and permanently lock in the user's penis.
Wow. Oh. So this is like a submissive thing, right?
Yes. So the Cellmate Chastity Lock
right.
works by allowing a trusted partner to remotely lock and unlock the chamber over Bluetooth and using a cell phone app. That app communicates with the lock using an API, but that API was left open and without a password, allowing anyone to take complete control of any user's device at any time.
Just randomly lock up some dude's penis.
Yeah. So I assume that they hold this control over someone, they wear this thing, and
right.
then they hit this button and it locks it.
Right.
And the chamber was designed to lock with a metal ring underneath the user's penis. The researchers said that it may require the intervention of a heavy-duty bolt cutter or an angle grinder to
no.
free
Oof.
The user.
So is it like a C-ring?
Either that or, like, you remember we had the guy on the other day talking about penis cage?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You
like
know,
that.
So
yeah.
Stuff like that. So maybe you're not, I mean, like, could you keep someone from going to the bathroom with something like this?
I think you could just pee yourself regardless, but yeah, and maybe short out the circuitry and override it.
Kiwi chief executive Jay Gua had told the publication that a fix would arrive in August, but that deadline came and went. So, you know, hey, download the app and start hitting the button around your office place and see who winces.
Oh, yeah.
And you know they're wearing one. You hear these stories every now and then. A gynecologist who worked at an artificial insemination program at his Dutch hospital fathered at least 17 children using his own sperm without informing the parents.
There's countless stories like this, and don't they take precautions?
Mm, I think so.
Well,
what, do they just leave like an open barrel there and the guy sits next to it and just,
with a ladle?
Yeah. Here
but
you
I mean,
go.
If it went through all the testing, Siemens what's the
up?
Difference?
I don't know. Gynecologist.
Well, no.
I mean, listen, I guess it's unethical to do that, but...
Well, sometimes people, I think...
ask for specific genetic traits.
They do a screening for, you know, college education and, and some
they don't
things
say,
like
just,
that.
Just give me the semen of the guy who stays the latest.
But you're, you know, you're not getting what you paid for.
Right.
Essentially, is what it comes down
to. I mean,
to.
Essentially, if they're picking from a menu, right?
Right.
And they're asking for, you know, menu number 22... Yeah. And you're like, well, I'm going to give him 44 instead.
Then you are in violation of the agreement.
Yeah, but what if he matches 22?
Well, that's not always the case.
They didn't ask for 44.
Now, I mean, and mind you, you could give him a 22 and an 18.
Yeah. Kathy, it's like you know, you wanted Evian, but you got, you know, this other, and it tastes slightly different.
You know the taste of the semen you like.
You know the difference.
But what if it was Evian? What if he matched Evian?
I'm moving on.
You can't get pregnant from Evian.
Why are you even talking about water?
The gynecologist Jan Wildschucht, who has since died, worked at Sophia Hospital, now known as...
I died because I pleasured myself to death.
...as Isala Hospital from 1981 through 1993. The hospital said in a statement from a moral perspective, Isala finds it unacceptable that a gynecologist fertility doctor was both practitioner and sperm donor. Well, I'm glad to hear that. The hospital said the gynecologist
You're going to be my leggier Saturday nighting.
The hospital said the gynecologist's donor children who have been confirmed using DNA tests and his family are in regular contact and have a good relationship with each other.
Isn't there a show on right now where there's all, a whole bunch of people, adults, find out that they've had the same father from one of these?
I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, this case is not the first time a Dutch fertility doctor has been unmasked for using his own sperm to inseminate women. Last year, DNA results confirmed that Jan Kabat had fathered at least 49 children without informing the parents that he was using his own sperm. What do they get out of that?
They're carrying
on their line of sorts.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
But even though the line is unknown.
Even though they'll never be in contact with these people. I don't know. Or it's like guys who do upskirt thingies.
Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah.
It's like Evian.
It's like
Dasani and Evian.
I'm a Deer Park guy.
Yeah.
That's good water.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.